This is Earth and Sky with more about wild coho salmon in Knowles Creek, a tributary of Oregon's Siusla River.
A century ago, as many as 500,000 salmon migrated here from the sea, but populations in the Siusla are down to about 1% of that. Charlie Dewberry is a restoration ecologist based in Portland, Oregon, part of the Knowles Creek Restoration Project.
We really need to be looking not only at what's going on in the stream channel, but also what's going on upslope. And one of the things that was very clear to us early was all parts of the landscape aren't equal for salmon.
During winter floods, coho habitat becomes vulnerable to sudden bursts of water caused when pockets of debris collapse. Fallen logs from large old-growth trees help form a shield to protect salmon habitat. That's why, Dewberry said, maintenance outside the stream, stormproofing roads to reduce debris flows and preserving old-growth forest, is as important as work done in-stream.
So far, the restoration efforts are working. Dewberry said salmon in Knowles Creek are up from a record low of 10 in 1992 to about 4,000, considered the minimum needed for a sustainable population. Thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.